Johnny Mac with your daily comedy news. They are calling this the comedy event of the year. Jon Stewart and Pete Davidson teaming up in remembrance of the 20th anniversary of 9/11. They've lined up some list of comedians who will play to a fully vaccinated crowd at New York's Madison Square Garden on September 12th. Listen to this lineup. John Mulaney, Bill Burr, Colin Jost, Michael Che, Colin Quinn, Dave Attell, Jay Farrow, Jimmy Fallon, Ronnie Chang, Tom Segura, Wanda Sykes, Amy Schumer, Dave Chappelle. Not bad, right? This was Jon Stewart's idea. John is a known advocate for 9/11 victims, emergency personnel, and others who responded to the scene. He pushed Congress to provide more funds to cover their health care, among other things. Pete Davidson lost his father on 9/11. In a joint statement, Jon Stewart and Pete Davidson said, "We wanted to put on a fun celebration to honor this great city's resilience. It's nice to be able to do this with friends and people we love. All proceeds from the event benefit 9/11 charities." Again, the event at New York's Madison Square Garden, Sunday, September 12th. What a lineup. Lil Rel Howery has a new album coming out. This one is audio only, which they're making a big deal about. It's as if some people have been releasing Netflix specials and pressing, say, 846 copies of it on vinyl and selling it in two record stores in order to qualify for a Grammy. No, Howery tells Variety, "I did an audio-only stand-up special because I wanted to pay homage to the greats that came before me, and also no visual distractions, so you only truly hear me." With the new special recorded back in March, he says he'll get back to his Chicago stand-up roots with a set that's reminiscent of his comedy heroes, including Moms Mabley, Red Fox, and Richard Pryor. He'll also appear in the movie Free Guy, which opens August 13th. The buzz on that movie is pretty good. Nicole Byer, she's got a new special. Netflix announced they will film the still-unnamed special of Nicole Byer at New York City's Gramercy Theater on September 5th that will air sometime later this year. In a statement, she said, "I'm so effing excited to do this. I'm so grateful that Netflix is giving me a nice little platform to have some fun. Tee-hee-hee." Not sure the tee-hee-hee part was all that cool, but okay. Joe Coy has announced his 2022 tour. It is called the 2022 Funny is Funny World Tour, 19 dates. It kicks off in January, pre-sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. local time. Not sure where your local time is, but somebody's local time, 10 a.m., I don't know. That's for the pre-sale. General tickets go on sale Friday. Look, no offense, Joe Coy, I'm pretty sure Joe Coy's tour is not going to sell out if you miss the presale. Are people really getting Joe Coy tickets 6 months out? I don't think they are. It kicks off in Albuquerque January 6th. If you really want to be there, I'm pretty sure you'll figure out a way to get in. Peacock has nabbed streaming rights to the Howie Mandel documentary, but enough about me. The film will explore Howie's long career in comedy and his long battle with obsessive compulsive disorder. You'll find that on Peacock today. Surprise, you'd had no plans for tonight. Now it's up there. Howie Mandel's But Enough About Me. Howie told Variety, "When you're doing a documentary on a world-renowned germaphobe, there's no better production value than a worldwide pandemic." I'm intrigued by this next one. Bill Lawrence. You know Bill, he's the creator of Scrubs and Ted Lasso. Is his resume good enough for you? His new show features Vince Vaughn. Vince Vaughn will star in a 10-episode drama called Bad Monkey. Vince plays a one-time detective, believable, demoted to restaurant inspector, believable, in southern Florida, who's pulled into the world of greed and corruption that decimates the land and environment in both Florida and the Bahamas. Bad Monkey's based on a novel of the same name by Carl Hyacin, and Apple says, and yes, there's a monkey. Today's Daily Comedy News is brought to you by Palace Intrigue. What's that? It's a daily podcast about the British royal family and some ex-royals like Harry and Meghan. They're privacy-minded folks. They just want to hang out in California and be left alone. That's why they go on Oprah. That's why they have a Netflix deal. It's why Harry's writing 4 books. It's why they have a Spotify deal worth $25 million for which they recorded 1 episode. They just want to be left alone. Leave them alone. Why are you doing a daily podcast about them, you gossip mongers? Palace Intrigue Podcast. It's like 5-6 minutes about the royals every day, wherever you get your shows. Andrew Dice Clay has been diagnosed with Bell's palsy. He discovered something was wrong a few weeks ago when he woke up and he noticed his face was dropping. He went to the doctor, who told him, yeah, it's Bell's palsy. He's still getting up on stage and just making fun of himself. That's a good job by a comedian there. It will get better in a few weeks. Get better soon, Mr. Dice Clay. And from Market Watch, over the course of her 20-year career as a stand-up, Ellen Karras has played all sorts of unlikely venues, from bowling alleys to churches, but later this month, she's going to perform at a funeral home. August 12th, let me count on my fingers, today's the 10th, 11th, 12th, Thursday, at New York City's storied Frank E. Campbell Funeral Chapel. I've been to wakes at that very chapel. The article even says Frank E. Campbell Funeral Chapel is the place where services for prominent statesmen, socialites, and entertainers have been held for over the decades, but this time, a comedy show. Karras calls the place the Tiffany of funeral homes. William Villanova is the president of the funeral home and says it's all part of a much larger commitment to the community. Market Watch tells us, apparently, this is a thing. Funeral homes across the country are increasingly opening their doors for a range of life cycle entertainment and other events, including weddings, concerts, and even the occasional co-op board meeting. All the shows are free and open to the public, including the one I'm telling you about today. Villanova says the events position the funeral home as a place of comfort and security for local residents in the long run. In Indianapolis, the Flanner Buchanan Funeral Center operates 17 locations in the greater Indianapolis area, and the owner of that says probably the biggest event we did was a jazz concert that ran over 2 days. Karras sums it up nicely and says, a room is a room. And that's your comedy news for today. Follow the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. See you tomorrow.